And the next school I thought was at White Oak, and this was a 5 month school. Oh, but I got the whole amount of $30 or $35. I'd forgotten to switch it for a day. It was a big salary. And I could come home on the train for a dime from White Oak to Woodbine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had then I'd come home every weekend. My washing was all done free at home, you see. And then the dime to go back. What I was doing was saving my money to go back and finish school, you see. And I had to save everything.
Sure.
And I made a lot of money. $5. After $100, I made. I didn't spend a penny of that, though, because it was all going in horse and buggy back and forth. My brother would come for me and bring me back. So I saved my $100 there. And then over there, I saved all except 20 cents to come and go once a week.
Four things have changed. Well, let's see. Where were your parents
from, do you know? Oh, yeah. My mother was born on Allegheny County. My father was born on Allegheny County.
What was your father's occupation?
Well, he was a farmer. Mm-hmm. And all his life, that's all he ever did. Except in politics, he represented the county fair with Ireland. Really, there's no salary from there to that. No more.
So. How much education has he had?
My father, uh-huh. I learned just went to high school.
In the United States?
Yes, in Marysville. I mean, in St. Mary's. My father did. He went to school in the bottom of the old Presbyterian church. It's called St. Mary's Academy. Mm. I mean, teachers there. They really had one teacher, four teachers there. Anyway, we called them academy. And my mother went to school to her father the whole time. But he was a preacher as well as a teacher. Mm-hmm. I had to go to school there, yeah, you'd enjoy looking at it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's good. Do you know anything about your grandparents, whether they were from the county or whether they were from...
Yes, my grandfather, Millette, was from Effingham County in Georgia. And my grandfather, my great-grandfather, Richard Proctor, came from Philadelphia down to St. Mary's with his son William, who is my grandfather, and had a daughter. I can't remember what the daughter's name was. And I knew her, never knew her. She didn't marry and had no descendants. I don't know anything about her except it was a sister. And my grandfather was buried in St. Mary's, and my father's buried there, and my mother's buried there, and their parents are buried there.
My God.
So this is certainly in my county.
Home soil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, these are the questions I was talking about.
Yes.
I'll just ask them quickly since I know you're
here.
Time is limited. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hour? It's about 3 or 4 p.m. You could say, I expect to see him later this...
Oh, well, I'd say this from when?
About 3 or 4.
Well, I'd say this afternoon.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You could say, I got up this morning before...
Sunrise.
Okay, and it's sunrise in the morning and what in the evening?
Sunset.
Okay. And suppose there's been a storm, and the rain stops, and the clouds go away, and the sun comes out, we can say that the weather is...
I say it's beautiful.
What would you say? It's doing something? The weather is...
It's clearing up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
A sandsoker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before.
You haven't?
No.
Why Sam? I don't know.
That's great. Okay. And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
All right. And what do you call the log, or the iron things that hold the log?
Andiron.
And what do you call the small pieces of wood that